Buckhead resident Lisa Frank has lined the walls of her home with art. It's art with a special meaning. It was all created by her late mother. Since she passed away, Frank has become determined to share her mother's vast body of work, including watercolors, etchings, and in particular, her intricately designed ceramic whistles. It's something Frank was unable to do when her mom was alive, as she tells us in this Atlanta Sound.
Well, my mom was always an artist since she was a little girl, but in a casual way. She was a single mom and raised two daughters in Los Angeles. So for many years, she just focused on being our mom. But it was interesting, right when my younger sister graduated from high school, she started taking art classes. So that's obviously what she had been wanting to do. This one is a beauty. Listen to this. The whistles became her signature piece. Someone gave her a Mexican ocarina, which is a small whistle in the shape of an animal. And that was her inspiration to make her own whistle. And the first few were not successful. They didn't make music. And so she took that on as a challenge and made hundreds of whistles in her lifetime. But they are basically single-tone instruments. Let's see if I can get a couple tones out of this. She was never really affiliated with a commercial gallery. She tried here and there, but it didn't really work. So that just allowed her to experiment and do the work for herself. You know, it's just it's remarkable to me how much time she put into it. And I didn't realize any of it. I was in Atlanta. She always had a two-bedroom, and one bedroom was filled with boxes, and I really didn't know what was in those boxes. So when she decided to move to Atlanta, and I went out to help her pack, I started getting an inkling of how much art there was. And she said, oh, yeah, we're bringing all of it. So I helped her pack up hundreds of ceramics, large and small, and boxes of watercolors. And then a spot of lung cancer was found. And she got weaker and weaker and lived here for 2 years. But before she died, a friend of mine offered her art gallery. And in one weekend, we filled that gallery with my mom's art. She was in a wheelchair and on oxygen and pretty weak, but very aware that it was all her art and that people were loving it. And what I'll never forget, she said, I asked her, Mom, what do you remember most about the show yesterday? And she said, I loved it that your friends were telling you how talented your mother is. I wish I could have showed her I was more interested in her own art. That's what I wish, so that she knew that I valued it and appreciated it. But I wasn't quite there for most of her life. But I do feel fortunate to have so much art left behind, and I like to think that these creatures speak in a way or show the many facets and the incredible imagination that she had.
Lisa Frank speaking with WABE producer Stephanie Stokes. Frank has set up a gallery in her basement for her mother's artwork. You can find more information at our website and submit your own idea for the series at wabe.org/Atlanta Sounds.